You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. On this Thursday, Dr. Cheryl White examines the lore and legends behind the life of Saint Gauvain and his mysterious chapel.
On the isolated Pembrokeshire coast of Wales, nestled within a rocky and brutal coastline, there is a mysterious and odd little limestone chapel dating to the 13th century, but with a reported history and an intriguing legend that goes back much further. Measuring no more than 20 feet by 12 feet, the precariously positioned chapel in the rock is purported to have been built on top of the cave that was once inhabited by an early Christian hermit named Saint Gauvain. The hagiography of Saint Gauvain is rich with stories, linking him to legends of pirates, knights, and even King Arthur. Best of all, the chapel today is reached by a somewhat challenging ascent down the rock face of Saint Gauvain's head overlooking the sea, and the legend associated with the steps themselves is nothing short of fascinating. But before we explore the legend of this mysterious place, let's explore the obscure figure of Saint Gauvain himself. Although very little is known from historical records about this 6th century hermit, he is described in the Golden Legend as an Irish monk who traveled to Wales due to the reputation of Saint David. According to this tale, Saint Gauvain's ship was attacked by pirates on his journey. Just as the pirates were passing near the rugged coastline, a large fissure opened miraculously in the rock, and Gauvain escaped, hiding himself there while crashing waves made any attempt to recapture him impossible. So it was that Saint Gauvain came to live out the rest of his days in complete isolation on the Welsh coast. However, yet another legend links him to the story of King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table. That Saint Gauvain became somewhat meshed with the character of Sir Gawain, the nephew of the legendary Arthur. This is likely a medieval misassociation of names, and although the record is sparse, we have no reason to doubt that this early medieval saint was in fact a real hermit monk, with a feast day that is celebrated every March 26th. The cave within the rock fissure, where Saint Gauvain is believed to have lived, is today beneath the tiny medieval chapel that bears his name. There is a persistent oral tradition that Saint Gauvain is buried beneath the chapel's altar, but there have been no conclusive investigations. As for the small chapel, little is known about who constructed it, only that it was the work of 13th century builders who wished to honor the memory of Saint Gauvain and perhaps what was indeed his burial site in the remote rock. It is quite possible that the medieval structure replaced an earlier one, although we can never know for sure. The chapel today is accessible, but again, only by a climb from the top of the cliff down a narrow stone stairway of 52 steps. At least, that's the published number. For you see, the greatest mystery and legend of St. Gauvain's Chapel, beyond its very unlikely location, is that pilgrims and tourists who visit in groups of two or three cannot agree on the actual number of steps. Even when deliberately counting, each person apparently comes up with a different number. It's all part of the allure of the ancient Welsh coastline, the churning sea below, and the many mysteries unanswered about an ancient monk. In the absence of a story ending, it is our human nature to write one of our own, including perhaps our own tally of steps to this mysterious chapel forged on the rock.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.